Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Move the Chains podcast, Audible's podcast. Long time no talk, huh? I mean, thought I'd start off with something, you know, fresh. You know, if we can get back into this, this would be amazing. I thought I would start off the podcast, or, you know, this newly revived podcast off with the 2021 week one schedule predictions on wins and losses. So let's get right into it, I guess. You know, I'm hoping to make some more podcasts for you guys, record some new bits and stuff like that, you know, get some more people on here. Just haven't had the time to, you know, come around and do this. So let's kick it off. 8:20 p.m. on NBC, the kickoff game, I guess you could call it, the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. I think that this would be a great game if Dak is back, okay? Dak is back. Make that a t-shirt. Dak and Brady, you know, Cowboys, Buccaneers. I had the Buccaneers winning this game regardless if Dak plays or not, because this is in Tampa Bay anyway, you know, coming off the Super Bowl win. And, you know, it's just my prediction. I think the Buccaneers will win that one pretty good. All right, now moving to the 1 o'clock games. We got, let's see, the Eagles and the Falcons. I have the Falcons winning that one, but not by much, maybe by 7 to 10 points, you know, keep it close, closer than, you know, what other people might think, I guess. You know, Eagles got Devontae Smith, Falcons got Kyle Pitts, so we'll see how those two offensive pieces work together, obviously on different teams, but 1 o'clock on Fox. Next game is Steelers and Bills. Or I guess the Bills and the TikTok boys. I got the Bills winning this one. You know, the Bills, I think, have a good team to, you know, have, and they could potentially be any team in the league, I think. You know, if, you know, once healthy, you know, they might lose some games here and there, but, you know, that may be because of injury or, you know, something along those lines. But the Steelers, Big Ben's last hurrah. Who knows how he'll do this season. He's, what, 38, 39, something like that. You know, on the downside of his career, you know, he's not doing terribly awesome in the league. But I have the Bills winning that one. Next, we got the Vikings and the Bengals on Fox again. This one, I have the Vikings winning. This one is in Cincinnati. You know, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Peterson, you know, all these LSU guys, you know, Danielle Hunter. You know, they're just, it'll be a good game to watch. You know, this one is probably one of the better ones to watch or keep an eye on for the noon games, or, you know, early games, I should say. But I do have the Vikings winning that one. Next, we got the Jaguars and the Texans on CBS. This one could be, you know, what's the deal with Deshaun Watson? You know, what's going on there? You know, we got Trevor Lawrence starting off the season in Houston, so I had the Jaguars winning this one. Texans didn't do a whole lot in free agency. I don't remember. A couple linebackers here and there, maybe one or two offensive linemen. Didn't do too much in the draft, but Texans, I feel like, will be one of those 3-14 teams, you know, now with that 17th game, yeah. But yeah, Jaguars winning that one. Cardinals and Titans, this one's also a good matchup. We got a lot of good week one matchups that we've had in a while, so I have the Cardinals winning this one. It'll be a close game, maybe 3 to 7 points, keeping it in one possession. It could be, you know, a 1-point game for all we know, but Cardinals are building something. You know, they're they want to win the NFC West, and I think that they have a very good shot to do so. You know, the Titans, they're, I think, one of the favorites to win the AFC South, and I think that they will start off with a loss, and Cardinals will take the win here. The next game we got is the 49ers and Lions on Fox. You know, this is one of the upsets that I'll take, is the Lions over the 49ers. I know that's a little bizarre, but I think the Lions are building something great. You know, not as great as, you know, Cardinals, you know, the Dolphins. You know, they're all kind of building something, you know, to be good again. The Lions aren't there yet, but I feel like with an upset that they will beat the 49ers. And, you know, with Matthew Stafford gone to the Rams, Jared Goff, I feel like, is a downgrade from Matt Stafford. But I feel like they can get it done to pull off an upset, you know, 3-7 point game. Next, we got the Seahawks and the Colts. This one could go either way, I think, but I have the Seahawks winning this one. Chargers and the football team. I have the Chargers beating the football team. The football team is also another team that, you know, isn't as bad as the Lions, but not as good as the Cardinals. They're in that in-between team that could, you know, they beat the, you know, the bad teams, but they're not going to beat the mediocre teams. Or maybe they'll win maybe a one or two mediocre, like, caliber teams, you know. But I do have the Chargers winning that one. Dolphins and New England Patriots. Now, these are the later afternoon games. I have the Dolphins winning this one. This one is in Foxborough. But I feel like the Dolphins, you know, they're on the same level as the Cardinals. Maybe just a step down. They were decent last year. You know, they could be, you know, getting better as each season progresses. I think they had a good draft. Let's see. I mean, the Patriots re-signed Cam Newton. You know, if that's good or not, you know, he had, what, 6-7 passing touchdowns this past year, which isn't, that's, you know, a running back at quarterback could get 6 or 7 passing touchdowns, you know, any given year, you know, if he was at quarterback. But I guess that's what kind of Cam Newton is. But yeah, I have the Dolphins over the Patriots. Another interesting storyline, which could go either way, with the Packers and the Saints. Saints will have Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill at quarterback. We won't be surprised who starts there. I'm pretty sure it'll be Jameis Winston. But the Packers, who's going to start at quarterback? Is it Rodgers? You know, that's, you know, a 30-40% chance he stays, I think. You got the guy you drafted last year, Jordan Love, and recently signed quarterback Blake Bortles. So who will start for the Packers week one? If Rodgers stays, I have the Packers beating the Saints in New Orleans. But if Rodgers is gone, I have the Saints beating the Packers. So again, this game could go either way depending on who plays, who doesn't. Next game we got is the Broncos and the Giants. The Aaron Rodgers team versus the Giants. That's how I like to look at it. You know, everybody's speculating Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos, but I had the Broncos beating the Giants. The Giants, again, you know, are, you know, not as bad as the Lions, not as good as the Cardinals. You know, both of these teams are kind of below mediocre teams. Broncos have a good defense, though. They have probably a top 5-10 defense, you know, in the NFL. Giants, I don't know if they'll have enough on offense to get it done. You know, they got Tony, that one wide receiver in the draft this past year. But I had the Broncos winning that one. And then a really good Sunday night football game at 8:20 p.m. on NBC. We got the Bears and the Rams. I have the Rams winning this one. Close again, 3 to 7 points. I don't see any, a farther margin than that. Bears, Justin Fields. I don't think he'll start week one. I think it'll be Andy Dalton unless he really wows, everybody, all the coaching staff, stuff like that. But Matt Stafford on the Rams, they got, Robert Woods, they got DeSean Jackson, Cooper Kupp, Higbee, the tight end, they got a decent offensive line, a good defense. I think that they have enough to win over the Bears at SoFi. Is it SoFi Stadium for the Rams? I'm not too sure. Let me look that up real quick. I'm actually curious. Rams Stadium. Pretty sure it's SoFi because they share with the Chargers, I'm pretty sure. Oh, let's see. It's taking a little bit here. Come on. Just need a simple answer. SoFi Stadium. Yep, that's what it is. All right, and then Monday Night Football, the Ravens and the Raiders. That will be a good matchup as well. Two good AFC teams, up on the rise. Ravens are obviously a little better, but the Raiders, I have losing against the Ravens on Monday Night Football. Simple as that. Lamar Jackson has a decent wide receiver core. They got Rashad Bateman from Minnesota, that wide receiver. Is that enough to beat the Raiders? I think so. They got a decent defense. Yannick Ngakoue, he played for the Ravens, and now he's on the Raiders, so kind of a little, inside revenge game there. But that is my week one predictions of the NFL schedule. If you guys have any, agreements, disagreements, let me know. Hit us up on Twitter at First Down Marker, or Facebook, Instagram, any of those that will work for us. So if you guys did enjoy this episode, please give us 5 stars on whatever you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, Anchor, anything that you're listening on. Please be sure to rate us, tell your friends about us, and hopefully we can get this thing rolling again. We'll go from there. So we'll see you guys later, and peace out.